This is episode 269, Zero Tolerance for Inefficiency.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, to episode number 269. As always, it's a pleasure to have you listening today. I know how valuable your time is, so thank you for spending a little bit of it with me today. And today I'm talking about a new mindset or philosophy, if you like, that I've recently been thinking about that started last week, actually, when my Zapier expert Warwick and I, we were meeting on Friday afternoon to do our sort of weekly review. This is where at the end of the week, we run down our list of clients and we look at where are we at with each one? What do we need to do next? Fairly typical productivity exercise, GTD, getting things done. This sort of weekly review you've probably heard of before. And during last week's review, we were exploring whether, is there a better way of managing our workload and the projects that we have in progress? Like, instead of working on them in chunks, do we need to be doing bigger sprints and sort of just discussing how can we improve? And I said something that has, I guess maybe it's something I've always tried to do, but it was nice putting it into clear words. And it's sort of stuck in my mind ever since. And I said, we need to have a policy of zero tolerance for inefficiency. We need to always be improving how we do things, and just not put up with inefficiency just because we are busy. And I'm kind of paraphrasing there. It was sort of words to that effect. I've typed it up and rewritten it in a nicer way. But it's very easy, especially when you're busy, to continue doing things the way you've always done them. And changing a process or the way you work can be scary for those involved. Nobody likes change. I mean, actually, well, some people do. I actually quite like changing things. Some people don't. In fact, there's even a little bit of risk that maybe you make things worse. You know, we don't want to make things worse. Let's just do it this way, even if it's kind of inefficient. But if you want to save time and money, you want to take this risk, and you need to be constantly trying to plug the holes in any inefficient process you can find. And as I mentioned a couple of episodes ago on episode 260, for the last few years, instead of focusing on revenue growth, I've really made efficiency my number one goal. And coincidentally, when you make your business more efficient, revenue tends to grow as a result. And I like to think in the business, we do a pretty good job already. You know, we've been working together, Warwick and I, for a while. You know, I started as a solo operation, bringing in Warwick to do some of the grunt work, the Zapier nitty-gritty projects was a big step for me. And so we've always been trying to improve things. And I think now we handle a decent amount of work for a team of our size, but we can always be doing better. And I think if I had to grade us out of 10, I'd put us at about a 7 or an 8. I think we do things pretty well. And getting to a 10 is going to be really difficult, maybe even impossible. I don't think you can get to a 10 realistically. But it's going to mean, because we've been working together for a while, we've made some big changes, to improve this sort of final couple of points, it's going to mean being on the lookout for even the smallest improvements we can make. For example, it might mean using a simple email template when closing out a project. Now, on its own, it doesn't seem like a huge time saver, an email template, but when we have to send hundreds of client updates a year, if we can reduce the number of maybe follow-up questions we get by using a better template, this will add up to more time saved over the long run. And so by having this zero tolerance for inefficiency and chasing these micro improvements, the goal really is to save time, obviously, because given the choice, if you can deliver the same project or do the same work in less time, it's generally, you know, more time saved for you, more profit for your business, more free time, whatever it might be. For us, the bigger opportunity is increasing our capacity. Saving time is great for the business, but the ROI we'll really get is the opportunity that arises of being able to handle more projects or clients at once. And then, of course, the third sort of key factor, I think, is that there's just less stress. You know, when I have to do something in an inefficient way, it pains me. And so when we can implement a solution that saves us time, it makes everyone's life a lot easier. You know, I'll take a little detour here. We were recently on holiday. We went to Fiji, I think I said on the last podcast, and it was really funny. We were going through airport security, And we were at that stage where you have to, at Auckland Airport anyway, you have to basically empty your bag. Not quite, but, you know, you have to take laptops and iPads out of your bag and put them in their own tray. And so my bags and my iPad go through in their own trays. And then my tray gets shunted to one side. The machine didn't like it for some reason, shunted it to one side. And now a human being has to check that tray. And it was in a big queue. I had to wait. The guy checked the tray and he said, oh, it's no problem. It's just that there was something was on top of the iPad. And so the machine couldn't read it clearly. And when I looked back, I thought, you know, the woman who's instructing everyone at the start of the security queue, she's telling everyone to take their stuff out of the bags. She wasn't checking the trays. And so she didn't check my iPad before it went through. And so that's why the machine pushed it to one side. And I said to Haley, I was having a big old rant in the airport when we should be relaxing on holiday. I was like, why doesn't somebody tell that woman she's missing the trays? And then we wouldn't have this huge long queue of people trying to collect their stuff. And it was just one of those funny situations where I could see the problem and an easy solution that was just getting missed. And that's what I hate in my business, is like, there's an inefficiency and potentially a solution, but we're not going to implement it because we're too busy. That's where I don't want to be. So anyway, all of that to say, for us, you know, the final point I'll make is part of adopting this philosophy means solving the problem quickly as well. It's one thing to identify, okay, we're doing something inefficient, let's improve that. But once we identify the inefficiency or that something can be done better, the goal should be to implement the solution quickly, because the faster we can implement an improvement, the quicker we can benefit from the change and break even on the time spent making that change. Because it takes a little bit of time sometimes to change a process, to train people on the new process, whatever that might be. So we want to do that quickly to break even on that cost as quick as we can. And so I wanted to share this idea of having this zero tolerance for inefficiency. If you are especially if you're a business owner or you're someone that just wants to use their time more effectively, I think it's a really interesting mindset to adopt. If you can find a better way of doing something, don't put up with inefficiency. Implement those improvements as quick as you can. Another simple example, I even try and adopt this in my personal life. And there's sort of all these mundane little life admin jobs we sometimes have to do. One example is buying cat food. We have to buy a special cat food from a specific online store because it's this veterinary recommended food that we need for our cat. And I hate buying it, and I hate getting to the end when you've run out, you've run too low, and now the cat doesn't have any food and I have to order some, and now he's going hungry and I have to find something else to feed him for a few days. It's annoying. And so I found a website, pet.co.nz in New Zealand. I can put his food on subscription. It just comes every few weeks and I'm never short. It's just simple things like that that I like to even do in my personal life as well, is let's not put up with doing something inefficiently. Let's just try and implement a solution as quick as we can. Anyway, hope that's useful for you today. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, you can head on over to the show notes, paulminers.com/269. You can leave me a comment there. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is, if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.